the structure of this, very clever, because the narrative is out of order, except it makes perfect sense. I mean, so I give you full marks for an interesting structure that works really cleanly.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad it's working. Yeah, it took a while for me to figure it out. I was wondering whether to begin it in India or to begin it in North Wales. And then it just, I guess when the book got, as it was getting written, I just knew it had to begin with, in North Wales, with the protagonist.
You just said protagonist because he's Harry in North Wales. And that's the name he's given because he's found.
Yes, because he wakes up to a memory loss, or he has a fall in North Wales and he loses his memory. So when the family that picks him up gives him, assigns him a name, because he doesn't know his name, he's lost memory of everything up to the point of where he's found in a pub in North Wales.
So that's the first part of the book, and then and he's involved with a charming Welshman and his sadly crazy daughter. Tell me about Mr. Owen and Catherine.
Yes, he is very charming, and I think Harry, because he's Harry, then realizes that it's Mr. Owen's connection to India that actually, because Mr. Owen was born in India and lived in India before moving to North Wales, that has allowed him to give shelter, to give shelter to Harry. And Harry's very grateful for that. And I think Mr. Owens has always missed India, and he somehow didn't want to come back, except he had to come back. He loses his wife when they're in India, and then he has a daughter, and then they come back together. But I quite like Mr. Owens myself. We lived in North Wales, actually, for about 18 months. My husband, much longer, forever almost, in North Wales. And I still feel a connection to it.
So Harry eventually remembers who he is.
Yes.
And then it's the story of, more of the story of his wife. Tell me about her.
Yes, well, there's, 5 months before he leaves for England, he gets married. And it's an arranged marriage. Vasanthi, who he gets married to, has lost her father, and she's lived with her two aunts. She lost her mother when she was very young. And Harry, who is now, we realize his name is Baba, his marriage is arranged by his brothers and father without his knowledge, in the sense that they try to tell him, but there's some cross connections, and they tell him a bit late that they've arranged his marriage for him. And that's how two complete strangers end up getting married, which was not unusual, actually, in India at all, and especially India of those times, which would have been in the 20s, 30s. Arranged marriages like that were very common, especially if you were marrying somebody who didn't live in the same town, village, city as you. You would often see your partner on the day of the wedding. So that's what happens to Baba and Vasanthi.
And they kind of reluctantly, for a married couple, this sounds odd, but they reluctantly fall in love with each other in a very charming way.
Yes, that's right. I don't know that she's reluctant to fall in love with him, but certainly he's reluctant because he knows he's going away and he doesn't really want to forge any connections because he is going away. And it is Second World War and he doesn't know whether he's going to be back again for her. And she's just going literally minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, not night to night, not knowing what to expect.
And they weirdly bond over English because he decides he will teach her English.
Yes, yes, yes. Because she, her uncle and aunt, and well, her uncle lives in Bombay and he's a professor of history. And his family speaks very fluent English, so she's always envied them. So one of her aspirations when she's very young is to learn badminton, which she loves playing, and English.
And by the time he does go away, he's much more reluctant than he would like to be.
Of course, because by then they've fallen in love with each other, and he knows he has to go. He's got admission to complete his bar, and he's always wanted to become a barrister. So he knows he has to go.
The book is full of people falling into new places. So Harry falls into Wales, for all intents and purposes, because he wakes up blank, suddenly he's there.
In Wales. Yeah.
She falls into his family. Mm-hmm. Then he falls into England, mm-hmm. Where he's going to try to go to the school and to become a barrister. Mm-hmm. And he's also completely out of place there. Mm-hmm. And his only connection is his friend, Christopher.
School friend, yes.
Yeah, who was a jerk.
Well, jerk, and I guess responding to his own environment, as Baba does recognize that he has lived through the war and the bombing. And also, I think for the first time, Baba is confronted with the class structure that exists in England, which, because he belonged to the top class he was a Brahmin.
Yeah.
And plus, his family was very well off. So he wasn't really aware of, or didn't have to confront a structural difference where he would be below now and everybody else would be at home in England. And I think that's typically what happens to Christopher. He falls into England as well, I think, having born and been brought up in Nagpur in India. So for him, it's a bit of a falling too. And for his sister, who is mentioned, and how she never settles in England at all.
I'm so happy there's going to be another book.
Yeah.
And your eyes are all lighting up like you're going to get anything.
Yes, no, there has to be, because I have to find out what happens to him and his child.
The book is Thirst. I've been speaking with the author Sri Gadge, and Thirst, published by Doubleday Canada.